Welcome, welcome, welcome into Prep Sports Weekly Replay. My name is Eric Bookinger, and what a show we have for you this week. We are talking high school wrestling in this week's podcast as we are going through all four of the high school sports, winter sports that are going on right now. We did boys basketball, we did girls basketball. Now it's time to talk some wrestling, and after this we'll do an episode dedicated to hockey, girls hockey, boys hockey. But today we're talking wrestling as we continue to give you guys an update of what's going on in the high school sports season when it comes to the winter sports, as we've been trying to go to games, go to practices, and unfortunately, everything keeps getting canceled, so we're doing this instead. But we've been rolling these out every single day for the last couple of days, and we are back here to talk about high school wrestling. This is podcast number 71. Is bringing us to you every single week as part of our sports coverage for the New London Hortonville Press Star and the Clintonville Tribune Gazette newspaper. You can find this podcast on newlondonpressstar.com or clintonvilletribunegazette.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Go ahead and subscribe to Prep Sports Weekly Replay on any of your podcast apps. The show will go straight to your phone and also shared on social media on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. So go ahead and follow us there. This week's show, as it has been each and every week of the podcast, is brought to you by Klein Automotive Clintonville. It's really, really real. A third-party Kelley Blue Book trade evaluation tells you how much your vehicle is worth, so sleep easy. You know you're getting what you deserve. See their expanded inventory at KleinAuto.com. Klein, real people, real value. And our high school's wrestling spectacular. We will start with Clintonville. Clintonville's regular season is over. All they have left is regionals, and if anyone gets past that, we'll see if that happens. But Jetla Mishansky, at this point, she's on the 126-pound weight class, 4-3 on the season. Michael Mishansky, 145-pound weight class, he is 3-4 this year. Matthew Skoransky, 2-3, he's in the 152-pound weight class, and Levi Engel, he has a record of 2-6. These are all records coming from trackwrestling.com. So hopefully those are as accurate as it possibly could be. But he is at 220 pounds for the Truckers. Clintonville's season will continue at regionals in Marinette on Saturday, February 9th at 10 a.m. And then if they move past that as a team, they'll be competing at Brilliant Tuesday, February 12th. They're actually in the same regionals and sectionals as New London is, so we'll get to them in a little bit. Individual sectionals will be held at Wrightstown Saturday, February 16th, and then state wrestling is from February 21 to February 23rd in Madison, if anyone's able to make it that far. And next, we will head to New London, which still has one match left before the postseason starts. They'll have a rescheduled match on Monday night starting at 6:30 against Menasha. And that will be the final regular season match of the year for the New London Bulldogs. Their top wrestler this year so far has been Travis Kunkey. He is 28-5 and number 4 in the state in the 285-pound weight class. Damian Polanco, he is 22-3 in the 106-pound weight class. He is ranked number 11 in the state of Wisconsin, according to Wisconsin Wrestling. And Logan Heimbrook is 145 pounds, and he is 24-6. He is honorable mention in the latest state rankings. Lucas Garrett's 132 pounds. He is 23-9 as his overall record in the 2018-19 season. After the meeting against Menasha, New London will be competing at regionals alongside Clintonville at Marinette on Saturday, February 9th, 10 a.m. Team sectionals at Brilliant on Thursday night, February 12th. Then individual sectionals be held at Wrightstown, with the state wrestling championships held February 21st through the 23rd, I should say, in Madison. So we'll see if any Bulldogs are able to punch their ticket to the state championship. That would be pretty awesome if that were able to happen. And finally, over to Hortonville. Their season is over until the postseason starts. They have no more regular season matches as they finish those up with the FBA conference meet on Saturday, where the Bowler Bears finished in third place. Eric Barnett, obviously, is the guy you're going to be talking about when you're talking about Hortonville wrestling. He is 126 pounds. He is 34-0. He is the number one ranked wrestler in the state and one of the best wrestlers in the entire country. So make sure you go ahead and check him out if you are from Hortonville, if you just like seeing some of the best athletes in the area. Go check out Eric Barnett. He has had an incredible career for Hortonville, and he is headed to compete at Madison in the next level. He's going to be wrestling in college at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. You can check out a story on that coming up soon. Should be in our next issue with Eric Barnett signing his national letter of intent. Did that earlier this fall, and that should be up in the coming weeks, probably this week, in the New London Press Star and Clintonville Tribune Gazette newspaper. Colin Schuler, he is 170 pounds. He is 32-6 on the season. He is number 4 in the state for his weight class. Landon Thurn is 132 pounds, and he is 23-7 overall record on the season. Jesse Clearman, 113 pounds, 16-7. And Dylan Glocky is 160 pounds, and he has got a 15-9 overall record this season. Hortonville Regionals, they'll be at Kakon at 10 a.m. on Saturday, February 9th. That'll be the next time the Polar Bears are in action. And if they advance to team sectionals, that is also held in Kakon on Tuesday, February 12th. That is a night contest, obviously, on a Tuesday night. And then sectionals for individuals will be at Appleton North on Saturday, February 16th. And is just like the other two, state wrestling held on February 21st through the 23rd in Madison. So I'm sure we'll have at least one competitor for Hortonville that you would imagine will be in the state championships, and we'll see if other people are going to be there as well. So that'd be pretty fantastic. If you haven't gone to state wrestling, it's pretty awesome. I didn't get a chance to go last year, but I went the year before, and that is quite an event. Yet though, the Walk of Champions, I forgot what they call it, but it was pretty cool to see that happening before the championship matches, and that is pretty awesome. Go ahead and check that out if you have not done so already. But our high school wrestling spectacular is brought to you by Nicolet Coffee, fresh as the Northwoods. Start your day with Nicolet and check them out online at nicoletcoffee.com. And that will do it for the latest edition of Prep Sports Weekly Replay. I appreciate you guys tuning in as we continue to roll through the high school sports season, giving updates on what to expect the rest of the season and what has happened so far with high school boys basketball, girls basketball, wrestling, and hockey. We have done boys basketball, we've done girls basketball, and pretty soon we'll be posting our hockey recap and preview for what is ahead in the near future. This is our high school wrestling one. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Check out the other ones as well on newlondonpressstar.com or clintonvilletribunegazette.com. Also on podcast apps, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Go ahead and check that out. Appreciate you guys for listening each and every week, as we hopefully in the next few weeks we'll get back on track to have a once a week show. Generally do those on Saturday mornings. We'll see if we can get back to doing that. But I appreciate you guys listening. Thanks for listening to another edition of Prep Sports Weekly Replay. Have a fantastic rest of your day. My name is Eric Bookier, and I'll talk to you later.